Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Right, we have one guest joining us in studio in just a moment as part of this week's Fabulous Finds, but we're going to start with a guest on the phone who is our nominator today. Before I do any of that, though, let me just recap for the sake of those who might be new to the show what Fabulous Finds is all about. It is compiling a list of the hidden gems of Cape Town, those special places and people and things in our own backyards. We don't set too many criteria. We simply ask you to tell us about your hidden gem of Cape Town. And the nominations in the past have ranged from restaurants people recommend to small businesses, people who do something unusual. We've had people making art out of glass. We've had car repair technicians. The list is endless. All we ask you to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Just put the words fabulous find in the subject line, please, that we know to earmark it for that particular feature. And we could be calling you to share your nomination with us. Now, today's fabulous find is one that many of your children are going to recognize, I hope. And they might be doing so because they're lucky enough to have been exposed to them at school. They're called Hooked on Books, and they are all about sharing the love of reading with children by dramatizing wonderful stories. I absolutely love their tagline, which is, if you think reading is boring, you're doing it wrong. And our nomination today comes from Elsa Gonzalez, who's the librarian at St. George's Grammar School in Mowbray, who wrote to tell me that they've been working with Hooked on Books for the past 8 years now and spoke about how much she values their passion for what they do. Delighted to welcome Elsa on the line with us now from school. Thanks for making time for us, Elsa. I hope there isn't a long line in the library waiting to have books stamped.
Hi, Pippa. No, there isn't at this stage because they're all listening on the radio.
Okay, fantastic. We'll try not to embarrass anyone. Also, yeah. What does a visit from Hooked on Books entail?
Well, you know, when they send me the list initially, at the beginning of the year, they'll send me a list with all the books and what dates they're coming. When I mention it in the staff room, I think the teachers are more excited than the pupils, to be honest. They give us the list of books. I normally purchase them beforehand, have them ready for the onslaught, and they come in and they dramatize, and they are so professional. They bring the books to life, and that is what's so important, that even our reluctant readers, once they've seen the books being dramatized, they just want to read it, and it's amazing. And the excitement and just the energy that these young actors bring to our schools, it's wonderful. And to ignite the love of reading, to me, they're doing a phenomenal job.
You said get yourself ready for the onslaught. That tells me that there are children leaving the performance and heading straight for the library to look for the books they've just watched. Fantastic.
Straight to the library. They actually, before they leave the performance, they're already looking at me and, you know, putting their hands up. I want that book and I want that one. So yes, it's amazing. After they've been, we have such excitement around all the books that they've dramatized. And I just love it. I love that they are bringing books to life, that they making children excited about reading, because that's my passion. And our school is a school, we have a culture of reading already, but this just brings it to another level.
Which sort of age group is this targeting, Elsa? Is it the entire school of all ages, or is it particularly focused on younger readers?
No, they dramatize from grade R right through to grade 7. So we normally take the bumper show, so that's sort of quite a broad, you know, array of books that they dramatize. And it's wonderful because the way they portray the books, you know, the way they use the characters and everything, it's so funny, and they involve the children. It's wonderful. It's really, 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 I recommend it. Every school should have them visit. It makes such a difference.
Elsa Gonzalez, thank you so much for that nomination today and for sharing the news, because I'm hoping other teachers and other school representatives are listening to the interview this afternoon and reaching for their computer keyboards as we speak to look up Hooked on Books. Elsa, our nominator this week, is the librarian at St. George's Grammar School. And I'd love to hear from any other teachers who may be listening and want to comment on their experiences as well. Elsa, thank you so much for a very unusual but very, very welcome nomination this week. And I have two representatives of Hooked on Books joining us. One on the phone, Shailene Tobin, who is the owner of Hooked on Books, joins us from Johannesburg. And then with me in studio, Thomas Barlow, who is their creative director and in charge of the local bookings here in Cape Town. Shailene on the phone, great to have you with us, and thanks so much for chatting to me.
Chatting to you, Pippa.
Thank you, Pippa. Wonderful to be with you. And thank you, Elsa.
And Thomas, thank you for coming into studio and telling us more.
Fantastic. Thanks. Great to be here.
Shailene, let me start with you. I know that Hooked on Books is actually, you're an adult. It goes back 22 years, I believe. Where does the story begin?
Yes, 25. It actually started with a friend of ours who then immigrated and then was at a loose end for the company. And I said, well, I'll take it over. I didn't know what a huge thing it would be, but I didn't know it would become more and more of my passion as the years went by. So I thought I'd only do it for a couple of years because my first love is theatre and I thought I'd be a world famous actress, which didn't quite happen. So then I just got more and more into the love of watching the children's reaction. My emphasis really is on good children's theatre and an emphasis on reading and an emphasis on bringing the love of theatre to children at a young age to get an understanding of all of this. So Hooked on Books for me was a dynamic way to get all of those three loves across. So I've been doing it for the past 18 years. Thomas started with me 18 years ago, so we've got a long history. And we've been through many trials and tribulations getting the right formula and the right pattern and the right selection of the titles together. And I think we've got it because we are very specific about the standard and we're very specific about the choices of books that we make.
Okay.
So the schools will always know that it's a good, clean cut show with lots of fun and a lot of participation.
Now, you said you've been going for 25 years and you encompass several different districts. I mean, how wide is your reach in South Africa? Obviously, we know you're here in schools in Cape Town. You're talking to me from Johannesburg. Are you represented anywhere else?
We are in KZN, so we travel out to KZN as well. And we did have a tour to Mpumalanga, but it got a little bit too costly for us. But we'd love to stretch out further into different regions. We've been going there. We started a little Afrikaans show now as well called Lis vir Lees, which is aimed at English learners with a second language of Afrikaans.
That's a brilliant
idea. We hope to branch out into Zulu as well at some stage. So there's lots of plan, but it's a wonderful forum because you've got a book and you've got you know, dedicated actors and you've got us that are driving the helm, Thomas and myself. So there's a lot of scope for a lot more learning instead of just getting the English reading going, which is our primary focus though.
I think that Afrikaans Lis vir Lees idea is brilliant, and I say that as the parent of two kids who are could use extra help in getting to grips with a second language. Let me bring Thomas in at this point. He's been sitting there so quietly behind the microphone without getting a word in edgewise. Thomas, so you've been there for the last 18 years
as well.
Yes, I have. For those who've never seen one of the shows, I mean, Elsa's given us a sense of the impact, but what do you actually do when you go into a school?
All right, so what we basically do is we select five books and a poetry book for each show. So we do a junior show, which goes for grade R to grade 3, and then a senior show, which is grade 4 to grade 7. So they're two separate shows. Or we do a combination show like we do at Elsa's show, which is called the Bumper Show, which would then go from grade R right through to grade 7. So in the five titles, we take like an excerpt from the story, and we leave it at like a cliffhanger where they got to go, oh, I've got to find out how that ends, or oh my goodness, what's going to happen to that character, or where does it go there, or did they crash, or what happened then? And so the aim is to get you to go like, I have to find out.
I need to read the book.
I need to read the book. So, and then we use a lot of movement. It's not, we don't make use of lots of set and costumes. We do have costumes, but it is sort of like poor theater. So, it's used a lot with imagination, a lot of participation, and a lot of fun.
Imagination, participation, and fun sounds like a recipe for anything working in any field. Somebody else has taken me up on the ask. I did say if there are any other teachers listening who have been exposed to Hooked on Books to tell us more. And I've heard from Jenny, who is a librarian at Rustenburg Girls Junior, and has also written in to say, I only wish I could bottle the energy these actors produce and use it when levels are running low. Her comment is that one of the magic ingredients is the fact that the girls are involved and sets the bar higher than any other productions we encounter as a result. Jenny, thank you for your email, because this is a rather special story she's gone on to share with me, saying that one of our foundation phase pupils took out a library book after the last visit and went back to show the actors that she'd done so. And I was able to witness that and thank her later for making the effort. She's a child with challenges and it made her feel so important. Jenny, that's a lovely story. And Thomas, I mean, that's what you're all about.
That is what we're all about.
Does that happen to you often, that the kids come come back to you say, I've already gone and got it?
A lot of the teachers always come to us and they say, you just have a knack of always choosing the children with either like learning disabilities or the ones who aren't getting enough attention or the ones who are like the class clowns, obviously.
Obviously, they're always volunteering, aren't they?
But I mean, she says that we just have a knack for choosing it, which is, it's just an amazing dynamic. And we do train the actors to how to select certain types of children and ones that are going to thrive in the participation process.
Now, how do you select the books? Never mind the children you pull up to participate. How do you go through that process of identifying what's going to work?
A lot of reading, Shelley.
That's a nice job, yeah.
No. I mean, Charlene and I at the moment busy selecting for next year's Johannesburg show. So we're busy reading, plying through tons and tons of books. Obviously, we have a specific what we're looking at. We can't have magic. We can't have religion. We can't have anything like that. Because, I mean, obviously, we go to such a wide, diverse range of schools that we can't. It has to be pretty clean cut. And then, obviously, it has to be stageable. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd love to do ones with thousands of characters in. But
there are limits because how big is your team?
Yeah, we're only three actors. Okay. So, I mean, we have to create a whole world. And they get to play a lot of different characters, a lot of different characters in the same story. So, and then we make use of the children as well.
We've got somebody who's left a voice note about Hooked on Books. Let's take a listen to that before we carry on speaking to Thomas and Charlene.
Good afternoon, Pippa. I'm Lynn, and I've got a daughter, Lira, in grade 3 at St. George's Grammar. And Miss Gonzalez is absolutely right. Hooked on Books make your kids basically like fall in love with reading and stories. My daughter was one of those that did not like reading, and because of Hooked on Books coming to school and role-playing the books, Lira has been following certain books, wanting to take that book out and telling me the stories. So yeah, Hooked on Books, you guys are amazing.
Lynn, what a lovely voice note. Thank you so much.
That's so nice.
I wish you could see Thomas's face, which is beaming from ear to ear. Charlene, you must also, I mean, that's what you're in this for.
Exactly. Oh, you know, Pippa, it's so wonderful to get feedback like that because it's not an isolated case, but it's wonderful to hear it. You know, we get a few emails from schools every so often and a couple of parents on Facebook that let us know, but it is so heartwarming to find that reluctant reader that's just found one book that's got them and propelled them into reading, because that's all you need.
Yeah.
So, you know, just talking about that selection, we try and cover a very wide range so that it covers all different kind of interests for any child that has something that's out of the ordinary. So we try and cover everything so that if we just nip some tweak of interest that will get them into that reader, then we can say this is part of a series, or oh, this author also writes these kind of books, so why don't you follow the author if you love this style. So, you know, we started off and then the librarians run with it, and they're amazing. The support from the schools is incredible. We started selling the books now, so it makes it a whole lot easier as well for the schools to get hold of the titles, because I know that was problematic in the past. So we're trying to get rid of all of those obstacles for them to make it as easy as possible. So we're like a one-stop shop. We come and the books arrive and the actors arrive and the books are there.
And it's all set in motion. Okay, Charlene, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to just read with you another WhatsApp from Tracy and Ob saying, we love Hooked on Books. This year, they seem to partner with Reader's Warehouse, so as parents, we could order the books we wanted for our children. And we are still enjoying the stories from the world's worst children. Thank you for encouraging a love of reading. I know, I thought I had the world's worst children. I'm only kidding. I'm not familiar with those ones. I mean, you go with really current stuff,
yes,
don't
current.
You, Thomas?
Yeah. They obviously have to be in print. So yeah. We look at books that are, I mean, for our next year's show, we look at books that are basically went into print this year.
Okay. So yes, the world's worst children.
Yes,
I love it.
It's David Walliams. I mean, he's just brilliant.
Say no more. I'm only kidding. I've got the world's best children. They're huge David Walliams fans. So that's fantastic. Tracy, thank you so much for that feedback. Before we run out of time, I have to tell other schools how to reach out to you. So if there's a school listening going, I want these guys at my school, how do they do that,
the
Thomas?
The easiest way is just to pop me an email. It's thomas@hookedonbooks.org.za.
thomas@hookedonbooks.org.za.
Or you can just go to our website, which is hookedonbooks.org.za.
Okay. And Charlene, anything you'd like to say in closing to somebody who might be sort of sitting on the fence thinking about it, make the case for why they should give you a call.
Oh, no. You mustn't sit on the fence. You must leap into the pool with us. No, you won't turn back. Honestly, it is such a wonderful driver to get children reading. That's what we do. And getting them up on stage, that's the passion. So it comes through in the dramatization of everything. So don't sit on the fence. Leap into the fire with us. You won't turn back.
Shailene Tobin, lovely to have you with us. Company Director of Hooked on Books. And Thomas Barlow, thank you so much for popping into studio. I can see the energy and the passion that they're talking about. It's fizzing out of you in that seat there. So thanks for what you're doing, and may it grow from strength to strength.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
They're hookedonbooks.org.za. And thank you, Elsa, for the nomination this week.